Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
KFH.
Lovers in a Dangerous Time, the band Bare Naked Ladies. That's the musical theme for the week. Tomorrow we'll be on for 1 hour from 4 to 5. Then we'll give way to coverage of the KU football game at Boston College. All of us picked Boston College, most of us very aggressively. And all of us except Duda picked the Chiefs.
All of us except Duda were coherent during that segment.
Now, the Chiefs and Raiders, you'd think that as a strong Raiders fan, and by the way, we talked Chiefs here on Thursday's show. It's brought to you by Midwest Kia and Rusty Eck Ford. Why am I not picking the Raiders to stay within that spread?
I don't know.
I'm too scared.
The Chiefs are better. The Raiders are without a couple defensive pieces, low on weapons offensively. So
pieces? These people are people. They're not pieces.
They're pieces.
Try to personalize
They're
it.
Pieces to
no,
a defense.
No, it's not a piece.
They're without a couple of defensive
personnel.
Defensive people.
Thank you. Pieces?
Yeah, pieces.
I mean, what are you, a coordinator?
I am.
No, these people are live human beings. Let's treat them with the respect they deserve.
Yeah, we could. What are their names?
I'll tell you what, I'm going to be following this club. What time does this game start Sunday?
Is it? In Oakland,
it's got to be 3 o'clock,
game.
Right?
Yeah, I've got good news.
I've got a clinic Sunday afternoon.
I've got good news for you and for everybody who followed this story.
3:05. What?
I purchased CBS All Access. I can watch these games now.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How much does it cost?
It's like $6 a month.
I got to get that because the good fight is worth it to me.
Well, you have CBS regularly, though.
Yeah, but they don't show the good the good fight is a CBS All Access series.
It is?
I got to see season 1 on CBS. They showed it this summer. But I haven't seen seasons 2 or 3.
I didn't know
it's on CBS All Access.
I didn't know they had exclusive shows to CBS All Access. That's interesting.
Yes.
I just like watching 48 Hours seeing that the husband did it.
I don't know what you're talking
about. You know what I mean in those murder
cases? I have no
cases.
Idea. I don't know what you're talking
Husband
about.
Husband did.
No idea what you're talking about. 869-1240 if you'd like to get in the next 6, 7, 8 minutes or so and give us your thoughts. It was cool to have Brooke call the show today. We always enjoy it when a woman calls a show.
We do.
I like to know, and I don't know if you feel this way, I like to know that this show appeals across the range.
Well, it'd be interesting to know our overall.
Here's what I don't want. Hey, there's that sports show on KFH from Ford. Yes, we talk sports, but by God, that's not what we are.
It's not all.
We're not a sports talk show. We're a talk show. We're a variety show.
But isn't if someone asks you what do you talk about, wouldn't you say mostly sports, but a little bit of everything?
Sports and music. They dominate. We have a lot of music
life.
Topics on this show.
We do.
Life, relationships. You've done something to your arm.
Yeah, I just keep picking at this scab.
Why do you do that?
And
that's not good.
It's a lot of...
Not something to be picked at. You understand that?
It's a scab on it, though.
Right, but it's not something to be picked at.
I get that. So
why do you do that?
Because I
are you a nerve? Do you have nervous energy?
Absolutely.
That would cause you to potentially create an illness?
I don't think you can create an illness.
Of course you can. Pastor Mike, hello. You're on the show.
Yeah, it can spread illness everywhere. So
have to be careful on those things. But hey, I what do you think? Just you men of great baseball IQ and his team, are they going to do about the baseball thing? Does baseball like to see all the home runs? I know the Chicago Kansas City series that I watched, it was like 18 runs in a row, all came through home runs, and it seems like it almost isn't that exciting when there's home runs going out like crazy.
No, I'm with you.
Baseball has some issues, and this is definitely one of them. I don't think that fans want to see homer. We've already set the season record for home runs with a little over 2 weeks to go in the regular season. I don't think that's a good thing for baseball, myself.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's good to see one every once in a while, but when it's like just every run now is related to a home run, and every out is almost a strikeout. It's just that's not very fun to watch or entertaining. And even when your teams like the Royals are bad, you'd like to enjoy watching just good baseball.
Cardinals have hit 5 home runs today in Colorado.
Wow,
I'm okay with that.
Everybody hits 5 home runs in every game. Yeah, it seems just, like.
But you think it's just the ball? If they re.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's the ball. I think from listening to people talk about it, I think some of it is the bat. I think they've made the bats harder and more prolific.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So I don't know.
Well, I was going to ask. I wanted Duda to respond to that as well, but something's wrong with him.
What'd you make of that, Pastor Mike?
It was strange because it was a little bit. I thought I'm like you. I thought it was a shtick, but he stayed with it.
Yeah, so I didn't. It was really weird.
Yeah, that's one of the strangest segments we've ever had on the show.
Yeah, with Duda for sure. You know what I'm thinking though? Maybe he feels bad because Jeff didn't invite him to lunch, and all three of them could have went together.
That could be.
Might be depressed.
That could be
something like that. Yeah, but I don't know. But he sounded horrible. So
thanks.
Maybe it's too many hockey pucks. You know, just now hitting late in life. You know, just having that concussion protocol something. All right, we'll be praying for him that he gets better.
Let's hope so. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
All right. Yeah, we don't. I'm not sure what.
I've
been around Duda many, many times. I don't know.
Has he
it was a shtick,
you?
Wasn't it?
I don't know. It wasn't good.
It was, I'm going to go on this show today and be someone I haven't ever been before.
Yeah, I didn't. There was no need for that.
Now, me or you, that's fine. We naturally go in these roller coasters of emotion.
Right.
You especially.
Me?
Well, you've witnessed it on this show all the time.
I don't know
listeners.
About that.
Let's get to Jim 35. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, there's a lot of things wrong with baseball, and I would sit down with anybody, but too many home runs. I can never remember crossing Brooklyn to go over to the barbecue place when you get beaned by those balls. Nobody ever said, "Why, golly, they're hitting too many home runs there in Yankee Stadium." Not the Yankee Stadium. I forgot the name of the stadium.
Ebbets Field.
No. This is in Kansas City.
Oh, Municipal Stadium.
Yeah, Municipal Stadium. Nobody ever complained. They just thought that was funny as hell that you'd had a Dodge home run ball practice when you crossed Brooklyn.
All right. Anything
Nobody
else?
Ever complained.
I don't get it.
Anything
no,
else?
I pulled down a long list of fixing baseball.
Well, we got other callers, Jim. We'll catch up to you later, okay? Thank you. Who's our guy that follows Jim to explain him?
Mark?
Was it Mark or?
I think it was Mark.
Here's Carrie. Carrie, how are you?
Good.
Oh, my goodness. How are,
you know, Duda makes me laugh every time he's on. He was pulling a Bill Belichick.
You think that's what it was? A Bill Belichick?
Oh, yes.
Now, do you know that for sure?
No. But if you listen to the news all day, it's Belichick.
All right.
Well, he couldn't have announced that to us?
That's a possibility. Well, why? If he wants to be mysterious, let people figure it out. And Carrie has a theory.
Duda doesn't, like, take time to reflect on his persona. I don't think.
Carrie, that's
hockey players are way smarter than you give them credit for.
Maybe, but Duda isn't.
Are you a Thunder fan?
Oh, heck yes.
All right. And did you hear Jeff just say Duda wasn't smart?
I didn't say that.
That's the kind of
he's
stuff that gets
smarter
you in hot
than
water.
I give him credit for. He's exactly as smart as he presents himself to be.
If he's got humor, he's smart.
Okay.
Thank you, Carrie. We appreciate
it. I didn't say he's not smart.
Boy, you made another.
I'm just saying he's not smarter than I
think
he is.
There you made another enemy.
No, I didn't.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Do you think I'm smarter
Carrie
than...
Carrie hung up the phone, and the first thing she said to whoever's around her is, man, that Jeff is a...
Do you think I'm smarter than I think I am?
What?
I don't know.
You think? Do I think you're smarter than you think you are?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
You're not as smart as you think you
are.
My
point exactly, that you'd say that, not that that's true.
Me? I'm very comfortable with how smart I am.
Okay, well, you're exactly as smart as I think you are. You're not smarter.
No, I'm as smart as the people think I am. And if the people think I'm smart.
They think you're less smart than I do, so you better just take my word for it.
Do you know that from having lunch with Tim?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, by the way, Tim came into the studio. He works upstairs here at the Ruffin Building where we are. First thing he did is grab my hand. Hello, Mr. Lutz.
He did not say anything.
The guy couldn't have been more firm or fervent in the way he shook my hand.
Oh, good. Sounds like a swell person, and he is.
Yeah, seemed like a great guy.
Very nice person.
But as I tried to tell you, he's here to.
Did Duda text you? Is that
no? What? Duda hasn't texted me.
He's just gonna.
We
leave
may
us,
be on the outs with Duda.
He's just gonna leave us hanging.
I don't know. Will he be on the show? I don't know.
Who knows? That could have been it.
Now the Royals play out in Oakland next Wednesday afternoon. No show for us Wednesday, as we
it's
instead
something.
Listen to the. 47,900 Royals. Now, I'm not bitter about it. Listen, the Royals have their following.
They do, as they should.
As they should. All right.
Is that it?
The Royals are 55-92.
Yeah, they're hanging in there.
They have played a little better of late, 7-3 in their last 10 games.
So they
games.
Have to go a 9-6 to finish?
They have the Astros coming to Kauffman Stadium tomorrow. All right, we'll be back in a minute to wrap this up, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.